May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 515. Holy Ghost, we look to thee, raise the dead, the captive free, from the mighty take the prey, teach the weak to watch and pray. 515.
Thank you. let us read from the Psalms, Numbers 27 and 28. Psalms 27 and 28. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face will I seek, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over against the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee. When I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavours. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. O Lord, helpless sinners need divine aid, and that aid we implore at thine hand now, at this evening hour. We thank thee that once again we may gather in thine earthly courts. Oh, may it please thee to grant us faith in exercise, faith in the Lamb once slain at Calvary. Out of Christ thou art that consuming fire, lost, ruined we are, except we be found in him. O Lord, 'tis a marvel beyond our conception that thou didst determine to save a portion of Adam's sinful race and bring them to that saving knowledge of the truth, and even more so, to have that humble hope kindled in our breast, a hope in thy mercy. That mercy that endureth forever and forever. Certainly there is no merit to be found in ourselves. Search where we may, everything there speaks of sin and uncleanness, and our ruined state by nature. We thank thee for the gospel, the glorious news of salvation, that wondrous provision. Well might we say, why was I made to hear his voice and enter was this room? While thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve than come. Who am I, said David, And what is my Father's house that thou hast brought me hitherto? Search where we may. The only explanation lieth in free and sovereign grace. And we pray, oh, to be well instructed in the blessed truths of the gospel. Not to lightly think of these great blessings, but rather, oh, to prize the benefits and rejoice in the God of our salvation. We ask thy blessing, Lord, upon this church and congregation. Wilt thou remember them with that favour that thou bearest unto thine, and visit with thy salvation? Bless them, Lord, as they gather together in thy name. May they be kept faithful to the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, may every provision be granted them, that provision in the ministry. Lord, it is thine to supply. We pray thou wilt. If it could please thee, we would ask, O Lord, in humble hope, looking unto Jesus, if it could please thee, raise up one after thine own heart to come in and out amongst them. O Lord, to feed the flock as an under shepherd. Lord, we pray that these blessings might be known here and throughout Zion, and that there may be those encouragements given. O Lord, that thou still workest amongst the churches and hast that little remnant that remaineth to make mention of thy great and holy name. We ask, Lord, that thou would send thy servants meanwhile with thy word to direct in the ways of righteousness. We pray, oh, for that unity of the Spirit, that humble walk before God. We ask, Lord, the desire of the heart as prompted by thy Spirit may indeed be given unto them. Bless those waiting souls, we beseech thee, they that wait for thy salvation. Bless those anxious ones, Lord, who cannot feel persuaded that yet all is well, and so much there is that militates against the work of grace and rises up to bring doubts and fears into the hearts of believers. Lord, assure our conscience of its part. In the Redeemer's blood, bear thy witness with our hearts that we are born of God. Bless, oh, bless, Lord, the young, the rising generation. Bless those that hold responsibilities in time things and in the house of God. Remember one at the desk, Lord, as he attends unto that which thou hast laid upon him. We thank thee for that measure of restoration given him. And pray, Lord, that he might record with a feeling heart thy goodness and mercy toward him. Remember one away. Be mindful of him and bring back at the appointed season in peace and safety. Remember those that wait around, hover around. Lord, may it be theirs to receive at thine hand. Open thine hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. We pray, O gracious God, thou wouldst be with the afflicted. Many whom thou lovest are sick. Poor and afflicted, Lord, are thine, among the great unfit to shine. O Lord, grant them that these things, in whatever shape, form they come, may be sanctified, made profitable unto their souls. For did not one say of old, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. We pray, Lord, for elderly friends, that thou grant unto them that support in the declining days of their lives. Help them to hold on their way. The righteous shall hold on their way. Oh, impart the grace, Lord, those continual supplies. May there be that drawing forth by young and old from that fullness that is in Christ. May he be made unto us exceeding precious. Lord, that there is a need, many can attest. Without him they can do nothing, and they feel it. But oh, Lord, grant them the desire of their heart, even a glimpse of yon lovely man. Grant them, Lord, oh, to feel that thy left hand is under their head, and by thy right hand thou dost embrace them. Cause them to hear the word of comfort. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Do soften, Lord, in thy mercy, those judgments thou dost send upon Zion. Truly, Lord, is not sent in anger, but in covenant love. Grant the grace to perceive it and to rejoice. For the bastards feel no correction. 'Tis the child that bears the rod. Oh, may we, Lord, in whatever sphere these things may come, cheerfully, with that hope in thee, venture on till thou dost call to our home above. O Lord, thy support we pray and sustain. Grant, O gracious God, that insight into the truth. O favour, Lord, with many a token at thine hand. Show me a token, Lord, for good, a token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God, and that my treasure is above. We pray, Lord, oh, that thou wouldest revive thy work in the midst of the years in wrath, remember mercy.
Sad state prevails in Zion. Lord, thou art the same. Thou reignest by thine almighty arm. We pray, O gracious God, thou wouldst subdue thine enemies and cause righteousness to prevail. Help us to look to Gethsemane. Help us to look to Calvary. Help us to walk that upright life and to show forth whose we are and whom we serve. Oh, undertake for us, Lord, in all the hard things of life. Thou knowest where there is that weeping even this evening. May be bitter weeping. Rahel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they were not. Lord, oh, may it please thee so to bottle up those tears of godly sorrow and contrition, and in thine own time, Lord, send answers of peace. Do support the weary, Lord. Oh, may we not fail, Lord. May we hold fast unto thee. Hold up thou our goings, that our footsteps slip not. Grant us a thankful heart for all thy mercies. Lord, help us to thank thee for covenant love and covenant mercy, an unchanging, faithful God. One who will not, cannot lie. What is and has been said, thou wilt perform. And the performance of those things, Lord, we do beg of thee. So send down those showers from heaven. Accept our tribute of thanks for all thy mercies. Bless Queen and the rulers of our country. Oh, impart, Lord, grace, we beseech thee, where it is thy holy mind and will. Bless each near and dear unto us by the ties of nature. And do raise up a seed, Lord, to serve thee, a generation to call thee blessed. So help us now. Lord, pardon the sins of the day. Oh, Lord, how much blemish there is. We groan under it. How many oppressors, and not least, Lord, those within, point to this and point to that. Oh, Lord, forgive us and cast our sins behind thy back to be remembered no more. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Now, Lord, do thou perform that which we fail to ask. For that we fail, we're so conscious of, forgetful creatures. But thou knowest, and we would acknowledge it. Thou knowest, we thank thee for it. Oh, do hear us now in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, do thou forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 796. When we pray or when we sing, or read or speak or hear, or do any holy thing, be this our constant care, with a fixed and constant faith, Jesus Christ to keep in view, trusting wholly in his death in all we ask or do. 796.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord. That grace of dependence upon him. We venture this evening to a word you'll find in the 27th Psalm, reading from the 13th verse. Psalm 27, verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hezekiah relates of how he, having been delivered fully or in part from his affliction, did indeed rejoice in the Lord his God. After that deep affliction, in which he had spoken in this manner, I reckon till morning that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. The language of Hezekiah upon his recovery. He had been sick. He had gone down to the very gates of the grave, and a multitude of fears had risen up within his breast. Yet he lived to see, yea, and to taste of the goodness of God after that affliction. Does not the psalmist say, all my desire is before thee, and my groanings are not hid from thee? Bitter things. Call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt bitterly with me. And like a crane or a swallow, like a dove did I mourn. Mine eyes fail. Here we have the language of a man of God, whom the Lord delivered and put a new song within his mouth. We read this evening, by way of text, the very words of another who had passed through great and sore troubles, acknowledging the hand of God in those distresses, And we have a little glimpse in these, on these occasions, of the turmoil of the mind, the bitterness of spirit that rises within the heart of man, even such that have in days past received good at the hand of the Lord. Hezekiah in his distress. The apostle, the psalmist, I had fainted. He had no it was no question with him, but that he would have truly fainted under those afflictions had it not been for the goodness of the Lord revealed to him. And upon that, he rejoiced and waited still for the Lord's appearing. We venture thus this evening. May the Lord direct us for a few moments upon this line. I had fainted. So saith a man of God. I had fainted. Fallen through fear, through affliction, through trial, through failings, through weariness, I had fainted. Were it not for the grace of God imparted, in what may appear even a small measure of that grace given in those hours of need. We spake a little this morning concerning the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. How that he will have his disciples take up the cross and follow him. Sometime it is with him to say, tarry a while, come apart a while, as affliction is laid upon the loins. Sometime he speaks so unto Zion. At other times, he quite clearly bids his disciples, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. I speak not alone of bodily affliction, but of the trials of the pathway, the afflictions in providence and the troubles of the soul that these things often bring with them. The Lord doth declare, as he did unto those Israelites upon the shores of the sea, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. At other times, friend, this is the practical side of true religion. One of the hardest things to proclaim, the practical side, dependence upon Christ, and yet a consciousness of such weakness and weariness that there is that wondering where the scene will end. I say at other times, it is with him to say, go forward in the name of the Lord. Venture on him, venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. I expressed just briefly this morning the burden laying upon one's spirit regarding the services of this day. Oh, on the one hand, so many in kindness bid one lay aside the weight. Good intent, we do not doubt it. Fearfulness as to the consequences. And yet, oh, there was that which wrought within. We cannot say strongly, but a persuasion. And we felt, oh, we would be denying our Lord if we laid aside the weight. So easy in some respect to say it is too hard. It is not to be expected. The Lord is a sovereign in these things. I do believe in this particular, we were not to tarry those days, but rather to venture. Friends, if I know anything of it, I look back even to times and seasons in this house of prayer when in such weakness we ventured upon the Lord. I say, if I know anything of it, oh, these are the seasons when the Lord is pleased to honour his word. All grace is given from above, and such, despite all their faintings, their fears, and those fears run high, those fears run deep. Oh, what if is often a question asked. What if? And who can still those fears? Oh, it is the will of the Father we would desire to know, to be given that direction of the Spirit in the way that we should go. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I had fainted. Here we have one in recovery. The Lord had heard his prayer. His enemies came upon him. They stumbled, they fell. And who greater than the powers of unbelief within the heart? But what the Lord has said, that will be accomplished. But what grace is needed? What pardon? What patience? I say, what grace? What patience? To know and do the will of God some time to sit still, some time to go forward. May that grace be given, I think particularly of young friends with us. So thankful we would be for those that gather around the Word of God. Many have laid aside that parental restraint. Many have thrown off that which they have been instructed in their youth. Oh, may we humbly, waiting upon the Lord, express this desire for you, that you might seek the mind and will of God. And though indeed it is a time of great difficulty, and especially so amongst the churches, I often think of those words, the words spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ unto a Peter, as he spake concerning John, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." Perhaps one this evening, I know not. Oh, in a place of fainting of heart, fearfulness of spirit, cometh on maybe through affliction, through temptation, through bitter trial, through much weakness. Does not one say, "Oh, my little strength is gone. Perish indeed I must. I must. I had fainted." Oh, then, for your encouragement, I would point you heavenward unto one who is a strength unto the poor and needy, who is a helper to the helpless, one who sustains in hours of darkness, in those bitter trials. For as the psalmist here said, "I had fainted." Oh, this he was persuaded. Were it not for grace imparted, he would have fallen and given up to Satan. Tempt thee to give up and call no more on Jesus' name. Do those reekings of pain, oh, have such effect that in much weakness there's that cry, cry in sorrow, and yet mingle with that cry, that cry for mercy, mercy from thy God. "I had fainted," said the psalmist. "Oh, sure I am, but for that divine support, though brought so low, brought to those extremities, hath God forgotten to be gracious? Will he be merciful no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Forsaken, forsaken and alone. Oh, my cry, he shutteth out." This time of man's extremity, is a season of God's appearing. Words spoken to cheer that fainting soul. The cordial of the gospel administered to that one. I speak out of the language of men, passing out, ready to faint, some cordial, some blessing from the word of God, some help along the way. His word is such, blessed be God, spoken with power unto the soul that is ready to die. I see in these few words thanksgiving. Praise unto God. You say in this, oh, is it not so? There's an acknowledging here. The Lord did appear. The Lord did rend those heavens and come down. The Lord did grant those supplies in that hour of need. We speak of Christ. What meaneth these things to thee? Help of the helpless. Friend of sinners. Who are they that rejoice in God's salvation, but they that know the effect of sin, sorrow and tribulation, not always chastening, sometime by way of instruction, deeper things yet to be revealed. Dear Mary and Martha, her sister, they sent unto the Lord. He whom thou lovest is sick. Sick, saith the Lord in his response. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, for the lifting up of Christ in the sinner's heart, the taste of that balm of Gilead, his name to be made ointment unto that poor perishing soul. I had fainted. He interposed, one says, his precious blood. What marvel lieth here? What grace? A filthy Mary, out of whom was cast those seven devils. A Manasseh that made Jerusalem's streets run down with blood. Rain, such characters, as they contemplate by God's grace, his way with them, yea, in their rebellion maybe, under divine instruction, as the flesh rises up against that submission to the mind and will of Jehovah. I had fainted. Oh, of a surety, was there not that in the gospel to support? Even that good news, those glad tidings, sin put away through Jesus' balmy blood. Calvary's cross appeared. I had fainted unless I had believed. But whence cometh this faith? Oh, let not what any conceive 'tis wrought of man. How tenderly our Lord watches o'er his flock in distress, his sheep in their weakness, his lambs in their helplessness. I say how tenderly. I had fainted unless I had believed. And from whence then cometh this faith? It is the gift of God. It's wrought in sinners' hearts. We not read in Bunyan's allegory concerning he marvelling at that little flame, not extinguished, though buckets of water be poured upon it, till taken behind the scenes, and there that revealed, even that grace imparted, that faith given to believe. I had fainted. Were it not for the word of God, were it not for his promises, and there faileth not one word of all his good promise. Solomon spake so, the dedication of the temple. Others attested to the faithfulness of God unto them in their distress. I had fainted. The apostle feared shipwreck. Yea, a man of God, but in difficulties oft, in trials, bearing stripes and imprisonment, in dangers oft do we not read. I had fainted. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Faith has one object, that is Christ. Anything short of that detracts from the honor and glory of Zion's King. Man by nature will not have this one to reign over them. Rather they choose even Barabbas. With Christ, crucify him, away with him. I had fainted unless I had believed. We see the work of God's grace. We trace it fermenting within. What does the psalmist say? Perhaps it hath application to this word. Thy hand presseth heavy upon me. All my desire is before thee, and my groanings are not hid from thee. I had fainted unless I had believed. believed in the ability of God to bring out of this trouble. Believe in his power to release from that bondage of sin. Oh, with such a yoke upon any, it must be, they must be dragged, as it were, down into perdition. But God, rich in mercy, oh, that we could speak of him, extol him, and as we mentioned this morning, lift him high upon that gospel pole. 'Tis his work. The Spirit taketh of those things of Jesus and revealeth them unto Zion, maketh known unto them the wonders of God's grace, his power to save, even unto the uttermost, all they that come unto God by him. I'd have fainted. When you look back, oh, reflect a little. Consider. Consider him and his work, his ways. Does one have to say, rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still? But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and he that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Were it not for faith given, implanted within, we're not speaking here of the measure of faith, but rather that gift of God which once bestowed cannot be removed. Little faith it may be. Little faith oft it is. Our faith is feeble, we confess. We faintly trust his word. But wilt thou pity us the less, be that far from thee, Lord? Help thou mine unbelief, cried that poor burdened father, as he brought his son unto the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples, they could not cast out that devil. Bring him, saith the Lord. I had fainted unless I had believed. Bring him unto me. They could not. But one there is, a friend above all others, the Saviour of sinners. Perhaps one or more have come into the sanctuary, walking in paths like unto that man. If thou canst do anything, that is not to suggest that nothing can be done by that omnipotent hand of grace, but rather, oh, 'tis that plea for the appearing of God, that he would, in those circumstances, have compassion have compassion upon one in deep distress who was fainting. Fainting. And so would you. And so would I. Why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? Behold him. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Sinners believe. They enter in. Christ is that object of their faith. And in the fullness of this word, oh, we would be enabled to proclaim, Christ is indeed the goodness of the Lord. We see it. Yea, behold it by the eye of faith. The Lord's goodness is seen in his eternal Son, one with the Father from all eternity, one whom he sent, and the Son willingly came and took upon himself that body prepared, that he might indeed suffer. He might bleed, he might die for sinners. I had fainted, had I not this hope. Wretched man that I am, one might say, no help in self I find, though I've sought it well. The native treasure of my mind, 'tis sin, 'tis death, 'tis hell. I had fainted. Maybe in powers of providence, maybe in soul distress, opening up a little of the severity of God's holy law and how it is that the eternal Father can never look and condone sin. There's the goodness of God. It's found in Christ. And Christ has made that anchor of the soul, that hope of Israel. That anchor is let down. And the mariner seeks to embed it in the rock to bring about stability for that sinking, fainting believer. Hope thou in Christ. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within thee? Hope thou in God. The worldling hath no sanctuary unto which he might resort. With God all things are possible. The patriarchs proved it, yea, despite their unbelief. God was able. His goodness revealed unto them. He passed by, cast behind his back their transgressions. And for his great name's sake, he saved them, yea, from themselves, and delivered them from going down into the pit. I had fainted unless I had seen the goodness of the Lord. This is the sight of faith. They behold one who came to save his people from their sins. I say, behold it in providence. See it in the cases of the patriarchs, yea, in the cases of the judges. Do we not often read, and Israel sinned again in the sight of God, but he sent one and another, even the least likely characters, to deliver Israel from those Midianites, from those Palestinians, yea, from them that oppressed him, pressed them. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. True religion is more than notion. Something must be known and felt. We fear today there is much that is but head knowledge. Yet the Lord still hath a people. He craved to be found amongst them, a people whom he is preparing, a people suffering now that shall hereafter behold him in all his glory, in all his power, at the Father's right hand above. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord, to behold him, yea, by faith, the veil drawn back just a little, that finished work upon Calvary's tree accomplished, the veil of the temple rent from the very top to the bottom, that open way into heaven. And there, as one puts it, he ready stands to save. I'd have fainted. 'Tis these extremities which reveal the wonder of God's grace in redemption. What lengths he went unto. What depths he entered into. He had not to go into hell, into those confines of hell, to feel the forsakings of his Father. But what must it have meant unto him as he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I do believe. There we see. The eye of faith beholds even how that God, until that penalty be paid, so forsook his Son at the very expense, I trust I use the words rightly so, at the expense of his people. He saved them. That which must be in the lot of such, everlasting hell, he endured. As one says, what no tongue can tell. Believest thou this? Goodness of the Lord, you say, friends. Where can we see it more than in Gethsemane? In the judgment hall upon Calvary's tree. Oh, where can we see it more? And now, having overcome those powers of evil, thwarted those designs of the adversary, he rose triumphant. And he exclaims, yea, even today, O poor sinner, hearken, hearken unto his words. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, to behold him when time shall be no more, with that hope raised within by God's grace. This sickness, I come to it, I leave you with it. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Oh, said they, if thou hadst been here, our brother had not died. But I am glad, he saith, that I was not here for your sakes. Believest thou this? The trial of faith will result. It must result in faith being honored and Christ being praised for a never-ending eternity. The Lord forgive all amiss.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £645, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Stephen Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Timothy Parrish next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us close by singing hymn number 18. Now to the Lord a noble song. Awake my soul, awake my tongue. Hosanna to the eternal name, and all his boundless love proclaim. Hymn number 18.
the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, sweet and precious offices of the Holy Spirit, be with you all.